all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host Michelle's got a little laryngitis today, so I'm going solo, and I can't imagine someone better to do it with than my wonderful friend and colleague, Chef Chris Strawn, who is the executive chef at Lucida Treatment Center in West Palm Beach. As you know, I'm senior science advisor to Elements Behavioral Health and the Lucida Treatment Center for Addiction and Mood Disorders is part of our wonderful Elements family. And I met Chris a while back when Lucida was just setting up about a year and some change ago. And now this center has grown to be a fabulous center, a go-to for people who are looking to deal with their addictive issues as well as mood. And at the helm, to be able to give them the best, tasty, satisfying, delicious nutrition on the planet is my wonderful friend, Chef Chris Strawn. Welcome to Her Radio, Chef Chris.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, all.
Well, now what we're going to do is we're going to go to a place where people think it's Mission Impossible, but you're going to prove them wrong, aren't you? And that is holiday parties. How to have a healthy one, but tasty too. Oh, when you say healthy and holiday party, it almost seems like you're going opposite directions. People usually, you know, have horrible dreams of being buried in arugula instead of, you know, dousing themselves with eggnog and all kinds of fun stuff. So let's start right on in. Okay. And that is, you've got your friends and family showing up. They're expecting overindulgent food. But, you know, is there a way to not tell them you've changed the menu to a healthier one without them even knowing it's stealth health? You know, kind of like slip in all kinds of neat substitutions. What do you think, Chef Chris?
I think instead of the traditional fare of candied sweet potatoes and so forth, we could use tri-roasted butternut squash. Or instead of pecan pie, try pumpkin pie. And if you're actually going to do some baking, just try to use some coconut oil or some avocado.
Well, I think a lot of people out there are kind of freaking out, saying, look, I'm going to gain weight anyway. You know, 75% of Americans gain weight during the holiday season, anywhere between 5 and 15 pounds. And a lot of them just say, it's just another holiday season. I'm just going to let it go. And then I'll get back to it January 1st. And I'll try to drop all this excess weight. Meanwhile, they're looking at, well, you know, you said the pecan pie, trying pumpkin pie, so much better. What about cheese and cracker appetizers just sitting there waiting for someone to grab them? What would you do? Let's swap it out. Instead of eating that, what's the swap on cheese and crackers?
I'd like to try to use cut up veggies, hummus, and roasted pepper dipped. You know, maybe
Ooh.
Even some spinach dips also.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay. And what if they see the usual roasted nuts and trail mix sitting around, you know, as picky food? What else? What would be a great swap on that one?
Try raw almonds, pumpkin seeds, walnuts, and pecans.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we can do that. And try to skip the really super salty nuts, too, because they'll just bloat you out. And by the way, salt stokes up your appetite anyway. How about regular stuffing? Come on, we got that turkey with the stuffing. What are they going to have?
Try some whole grain stuffing, and not to use the ground pork. I'd say turkey.
But while you're in there, people use butter oil for basting. What would you use?
Try a low-sodium vegetable oil mixed with white wine and maybe some herbs.
Now, my parents always came up with cream of mushrooms. Oh, gosh, what am I going to do now? Right? Or they have these celery soups and casseroles and stuff that's all creamy. So what else could I use instead of that?
try a low-fat plain yogurt with sautéed celery or mushrooms. That would work.
Huh. It's as easy as just flipping it over to the low-fat plain yogurt?
Absolutely. Additionally,
now, was that Greek yogurt, or is that any particular?
I would say Greek. Greek would be best.
Okay. All right. And then, come on, here come the mashed potatoes. What are we going to do?
Don't use the mashed potatoes. I'd say use, there's so many different other things, but I'd try half white potatoes and half pureed cauliflower. So you get your veggies.
Wait a minute. So you said to take half white potato and half pureed cauliflower. Wow,
yes.
That's an interesting combo. And is that easy to put together? I mean, no big deal?
Oh, no, not at all. You would just find out your portions and, you know, steam your cauliflower and input your mash. There you go.
Ah, I see. Okay. But the white potatoes are still sitting there. Okay. So you're at somebody's house and they've got all these white potatoes. What would be a better thing to swap it out for?
Try yams with skin on.
Now, why should they have the skin on?
Because there's more nutrients in the skin. And also, yams are less fattening than white potatoes.
Aha, and they have all those wonderful vitamin A in it, too. We like that. Okay, now, instead of candied sweet potatoes, come on. Maybe somebody came up with sweet potatoes, but they candied them up. What would you have instead?
I would roast butternut squash instead.
What if they say I want something sweet? You took away all the sweet.
I would say drizzle them with honey and walnut.
And what kind of honey? Just
natural
like
honey.
Natural? Okay. And that you could find almost everywhere. I've seen natural honey in just about every grocery store out there. But again, it's all portion control. You can't have the butternut squash swimming in the honey either. So it's
not
just a little bit, right? A little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say
a
tablespoon to each portion. Yeah.
There you go. All right. And what about that canned cranberry sauce?
No, try cranberry chutney.
Ah, the chutney. There you go. See how easy that was. I love that. And the final one is instead of, apple pie, what are you going to have?
I'd prefer to implement apple crumble.
Ah, apple crumble. And how easy is that to make?
Oh, that's very easy to make. You'll eliminate the dough and the pie crust from the pie and just use some stevia, some low-fat brown sugar, and some oats. Get those rolled up and toasted off on the top. Beautiful.
So that big, thick crust is not there. And you're not worrying
not
about that,
all.
Right? I see.
Right,
and the stevia, for everyone out there, is that natural herb that sweetens so many of our foods. And you could use stevia in your cooking, right?
Yes, I do. I use it for the same amount as sugar. I would use stevia the same way.
Excellent. And stevia itself doesn't mess with your insulin levels and your blood sugar. So it's extremely important that people know that it's a great go-to place. And I can't thank you enough. This is Chef Chris Staun, who is with Lucida Treatment Center. Thank you so much for being with us to give us a holiday party that's healthy and tasty, too. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes, and listen to her radio and all of the great shows on Radio NB. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well. Mm-hmm.